السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Today we're going to talk about the verb sentence. And what is the verb sentence?
It's an object plus subject plus verb.
It is the definition, is the sentence that starts with a verb. The sentence that starts with what?
A verb.
So for example, if I say, Ahmed Latif. Ahmed Latif.
Sit on the desk. Like, do you mean like not that one?
Or if I say Ahmed Yalab. If I say Ahmed Yalab, is it a verb sentence or a noun sentence?
Noun sentence.
It's noun sentence. How come? So what is going on here?
Quiet.
So when we say Ahmadun yalab, quiet please. Ahmadun yalabu. This is a verb. There's a verb there, which is what?
Yalab.
But can I say it's a verb sentence?
No.
Why?
Because it doesn't start with a verb.
Exactly. It starts with a noun. Yes. How about if I switch it and make it yalabu? Ahmadun. How about if I switch it and make it yalabu Ahmadan? Huh? Ahmadun. Yalabu Ahmadun. Huh? Is this a verb sentence or a noun sentence?
That is a verb.
Even though both of them say the same exact thing. Both of them say what? Same exact information.
But it starts with a noun or a verb.
But starts with noun.
I'm a brainiac.
It starts with a verb, I'm sorry. So the rule is, if we want to memorize the rule, noun sentence starts with noun. Verb sentence starts with
verb.
Okay. So what is the structure? Go ahead. Oh, thank you. Okay. Thank you.
You didn't even write that.
Okay. All right. Now let's see the structure of a verb sentence. Structure of a verb sentence, we have three tokens. We have how many tokens?
Three.
Or words? Or like three parts. The first part or the first token is a verb. The first token is what? A verb. Huh?
Yeah,
last week. Okay.
Did you
already collect
it? Yes. Lena is going to collect it from you. Give back the homework and collect the new one.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you going to collect the homework?
Quiet. Okay.
That's cool.
So, now, What is the sign or the haraka? What is the haraka on the verb? It depends. So here, if we talk about this particular example, daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan. Daraba Muhammadun Ahmadan, which means Muhammad hit Ahmad. So what is the haraka on the verb? Fatha. The reason it's like that is because it is past verb, right? It is past. Okay. So now we'll see. You know, I will ask people to answer questions.
Okay.
All right. Let's start this game again. So, Muhammadun is subject, right? Now, because the subject is the one who does the verb. Now, the subject is marfu', mansub, majroor. Which one? Raise your hand. The subject is marfu'. That's right. You get the point. Ahmed?
Ahmed.
Yusuf.
No, Yusuf called it.
Okay. So Yusuf gets a point. Now, what is the haraka? What is the haraka of marfu' here?
Fatha.
And Muhammad.
Oh, Muhammad. What does it say, Muhammad?
We're talking about this sentence.
Oh, wait, where? Oh, Dhamma.
Hold on. What is it? Okay.
Tanween and Dhamma.
Tanween Dhamma. Okay, because you can raise your hand.
What?
That it is Tanween Dhamma. Now, why is it Tanween Dhamma? Why isn't it a waw? Or Alif? Why this is the haraka for marfu' is Dhamma? Why isn't it a waw, an Alif or a waw?
Because it's not marfu'.
No, Alif and the waw are signs of marfu' or marfu' forms. Are a form of marfu'. So why isn't it alif or waw? Huh? Because it is singular. Yes, because it is singular. If it's double, then what is the form of marfu'?
God.
If it's double, then what's the form of marfu'? Huh? No. Huh?
Wait,
what
was the question?
No.
What?
If the noun is double. If the noun is double.
Please. Kasra.
Wrong.
What?
Mad alif?
Alif. Takbir.
Are you serious?
You know that? Okay, next time is going to be selecting you. So Yusuf.
Huh?
Yusuf on Hathar?
Yes, yeah.
No.
I answered.
It's the same person. I answered it.
You?
No, he
didn't.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. So, maf'ul bihi, which is object? Quiet. Maf'ul bihi, which is object? Maf'ul bihi, which is what? Object. You do the verb on an object. You do the verb on what?
Object.
What does that mean?
Like, you do the verb. The verb is to do something,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, never mind.
Yeah, okay? You do the verb on the what? Object. So the verb, I'm sorry, the subject does the verb on the object. The subject what?
Does the verb.
What does that mean? It's like if the verb is hit, then the subject hits the object.
Oh.
Okay? If the verb is eat, then the subject eats the object. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. If the verb is talk, then the subject talks to the object. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here the verb is what?
Daraba,
hit. That's right.
Do I get a point for that?
So,
no.
So, who hit who? Who hit who? It's down there. Down there.
Muhammad hit Ahmad.
Muhammad hit Ahmed. Why is Muhammad hit Ahmed?
Yeah. Huh?
Because Muhammad came before. Because Muhammad is the subject. Ahmed is the object. How do I know that?
Because he came before.
Huh? Yes, because of the haraka.
He was here last because of the haraka. Not get their
okay.
Spelling test.
So, rule. Do we have to have the subject then the object? Or we can switch?
We can switch.
We can switch. So, don't say because it came after the verb. Because you can have a subject after the verb, or you can have an object after the verb. Taha, take notes. That depends on the haraka. Good job. So, back here, if I switch and I say Baraba Muhammadan Ahmadun, then who is the subject? It's down there. Ahmed.
The subject is Ahmed and the object is Muhammad because of the harakat.
That's right. MashaAllah. Because of the harakat, we know that the subject is Ahmed and Muhammad is the object. So, who hits who?
Ahmed hits Muhammad.
Ahmed hits Muhammad. That's right. So, what's your name?
Ahmed.
So, Ahmed is 1 point. All right. I know you're going to jump in. Okay. Now, this is important. This is important in Quran. And in particular, I'm going to get your attention to one particular verse in the Quran. Okay? Because people get it wrong, and it's awful for people to get it wrong. There is an ayah in the Quran that says, Scholars fear Allah. Yeah, I'm getting the reason. Did I spell it right now? Okay.
Yes.
So, scholars fear Allah.
Did you kill it?
Oh, I get it.
So, when we say scholars fear Allah, where is the subject here?
Scholars.
That's right. And where is the object?
Allah.
Allah. That's right. And where is the verb? Where's the verb? Where's the verb here?
Fear.
Okay. So, verb. So, the verse says, the scholars fear Allah. The ayah says, Yaksha. It's approximately, it says Yaksha Allah al-ulama. This is not the exact verb, but that's approximately. What is it? It says Yaksha Allah ha al-ulama.
Could you test how bouncy?
Okay. Okay. So, all right, you ready? So,
we're ready to rumble.
Here, if you write it this way,
and a lot more designs, so you guys can switch it out.
I'll have this.
Look here. So it says that Allah. When people who don't know this rule, they say Allah fears the scholars. They say Allah fears scholars.
Nobody.
Bassett's leaving.
Bye.
It says Allah right next to it. Allah fears the scholars. Why people do that? Because, huh?
Because they think that the rule for switching applies all the time.
The rules of switching what?
Like the switching with the object and some.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
I told you that, so I get a
point. So, yeah, I know. I'm coming to you. Now, he will not be selected from now on because
Why?
He has like 3 points.
Okay, I just want to What if I'm the only one raising my hand?
Yes, then you get selected.
But I...
Okay? So, it's people, do it this way. Do it
Can
this
I see
way.
The pencil?
What?
Why?
There was a pencil.
Because people are used to see the subject after the verb. Okay?
Is it sharpened?
Hello? People used to see the subject after the verb. So people are used to see the subject after
the verb.
So in this ayah, the subject is
what do you guys think is the subject?
Scholars.
Scholars.
The object.
I'm raising my hand.
What's you guys the object?
I'm raising my hand.
And the object is just hold on. Hold
Meshia.
On.
Meshia. What's the object? Yeah.
That's right.
It's up here. Oh my God.
Do you see Meshia? Meshia? Did you get it right? Okay.
What?
Okay. You got that right? This is a very important error to pay attention to. And I have seen people who speak Arabic saying that scholars, Allah fears the scholars. That is because they don't know Arabic. People who speak Arabic don't know Arabic. Okay. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
People, huh?
They
don't know the Arabic grammar. They don't know the Arabic grammar. They just speak the slang. They just speak the what slang?
Like the English version where the noun is before the verb.
Okay. Now, let's move on to another example. And it's going to be also, I would ask you to do... Yeah, I'll ask you to do the
stuff.
Okay. All right. I'm going to put a sentence on the board. Okay. So, Muhammadun Yashrabu.
Oh my God, that means. Oh my God, Nazim.
If I know what that means, can I get
No, hold on. Now, the first question, is this a noun sentence or a verb sentence?
Oh! Noun sentence.
Noun sentence.
You never
Why?
Choose me.
Because the verb. That's right. Because it starts with
a noun.
Starts with a noun. Okay.
I never get
So, what is the first token in a noun sentence?
What do you have?
Huh? Subject.
Salman.
Your first name?
Hania.
Okay. Now,
everybody's in tie for a second except for Yusuf.
What is the haraka on? What is subject here means in Arabic? What's the translation of subject? Did I chose you before?
Yeah. You never chose me.
How about you?
The main word.
Yes. Main. What is it called in Arabic? Subject here.
Guys, remember that chart?
Okay. Okay. Mashia? Huh? No. Huh? No.
I know.
Wait, what is this? Okay. This is the subject. In a noun sentence, the subject is called what in Arabic? Huh? High five.
The what?
Mubtada.
Oh, he doesn't get a point.
You can have the...
My name's already up there.
Yeah, you can put the points. You can put the points.
So,
he gets a point.
But you said you were a
Yeah, you were the only person who knew.
I told people, and he was the only one who knew the answer.
Wow. Good for him.
All right. And then, what is the haraka for the verb? Hold on. Huh? Dhamma. That's right. Hania is another point. So now we can don't have to select Hania unless she's the only one. Okay. So.
Yusuf is way ahead.
Now,
if I'm the only
question.
One, guys, once you guys reach three, then.
The haraka here is Dhamma. Because it's a verb.
Right.
Because it's a noun. Because it's a noun. Now, question. Why is the noun here has... Where's the form of this noun here?
Wait, what?
The form of marfu' here is Dhamma. Why isn't it Alif or Waw? Huh? Why the sign of marfu' is Dhamma, not Alif or Waw?
Because it ties
more. Huh?
I know.
I didn't choose you.
I know.
Well, she said it.
Me know. No, I know. Because that's also Dhamma.
No, because...
No?
I have an answer.
Yeah, because it's...
No. Look at me.
Because Med Alif is for double.
Yes. Now, if we say...
It's because they're both wows, right?
Yeah, we...
Med Alif is double.
It's double.
Yes! My name is Yusuf.
That's already, yes.
My name is Yusuf.
Quiet.
My name is Yusuf.
No, quiet. I'm going to put another sentence on the board.
My name is Yusuf, by the way.
There's no points here. So, Al-Musallun...
Oh, yeah.
Al-Musallun. Al-Musallun.
He, like, assaulted me.
With the pencil.
I can't even see it.
That's illegal. With the pencil.
Al-Musallun.
I can't see it, man. Yusallun.
I can see it.
You can go to jail for that.
It's like white.
No, you can't.
You
would go to court and you'd be like, you go to jail for annoying normal
citizens.
Can I see
the video?
That's actually like a federal offense. At the assault.
At the federal offense.
I will hit you.
You can't
read.
You can't read.
Yes, we have this man is assaulting me, Lena. This man is assaulting me.
Dude, stop. Seriously,
go. He's assaulting me.
Stop talking.
Go away, Nazis.
It's a federal offense.
Okay. This word, this sentence is a noun sentence or the verb sentence? Huh?
Lena.
How many points do you have?
Lena.
One?
I know.
So go ahead. It's a noun sentence. That's right. Why is it a noun sentence? Yeah, Ahmed. Because it starts with a noun.
Said noun sentence?
Yes, because it starts with a noun. Now, noun is marfu' mansu'. I'm sorry. Mubtada here, mubtada, which is subject. Is it marfu' mansu'b or majroor? Salman is one.
Yeah, Salman.
No, he has one. Okay. Marfu'. That's right. Hold on. What is the form of marfu' here? Dhamma Alif or waw?
Oh my god!
No, he has to answer.
You get the target, swear to god. Alif?
Why Alif?
Look at this!
First of all,
look.
Do you see Alif there?
No.
Okay. So no, why? No. Okay, stop. Now let's. No, doesn't get a point.
Just a second.
Whoa, so how many points you have?
Zero?
Okay. So go ahead.
Kasra.
Wrong.
Oh, what?
How many points you have?
Two, but I know the answer.
Two, okay.
The wow.
Really?
I outlined it.
Oh, I thought you wrote a Gusta sign.
It's the wow.
Hey.
Everybody is participating in the class. And you are.
He's listening to music.
Huh?
He didn't get it correct.
Are you listening to me?
No. Yes, you are. Because I'm listening to it.
Who got the last one right?
Put it down.
Me.
He said Christopher was. Wait, no.
He said
Marfora.
Who was the person who said well?
Who said that?
Yeah!
See!
Hold on.
He said
that.
It
was Ahmed.
I said Kasra. I said Kasra. I'm like, oh, well.
Are you Yusuf Khatib?
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
He said.
No, he didn't.
He said Kasra.
Oh, my God.
He said Marfora was wow.
He said Kasra.
What the fuck?
We said wow. He said wow.
No, I said wow.
He said wow.
I said wow.
Oh my god.
Okay.
You don't know anything.
Quiet, guys, quiet.
I know that. You know what? Both of you guys get a point.
Happy what?
What? I get a point. I said wow. The wow was the easy part.
Now, how about the second word here? The second word. What do you call it? And it is the what do you call it? And it's the predicate. What do you call the predicate in Arabic? Huh? We said the subject is mubtada. Subject is mubtada. So what do you call the predicate in Arabic?
I've gotten this.
I know.
Oh, I got this way. Khabar.
Who said that?
You didn't raise your hand.
He didn't raise his hand.
You don't get the point.
Wait, but now I'm raising my hand.
Yeah, me too.
Zero. Yeah, I know. It makes it all the harder to write points if you have to raise it.
I was excited.
And then the mubtada is marfu' and the khabar is marfu'. And this is bilwaw. Bilwaw. You got it? You got that right?
Okay.
All right.
I think I should get a point.
So I am going to put a verb sentence on the board. And I need to see if you guys can identify the tokens or not.
Mazin, stop!
Mazin, can you take care of Mazin?
I know.
Can you take care of Mazin?
I'll just leave.
I'll just
leave.
No,
go.
All right.
I think you might want to make sure that he actually reads.
Dude,
you
should put up his.
All right. Quiet, guys. I'm going to put in a verb sentence. It is sabaqa. It is sabaqa. Khalidan. Sa'idun. All right. Sabaqa means what in English?
Wait.
Don't talk. Huh? Raise your hand. Sadaqa? I'm sorry. Sabaqa? What's the meaning of the word? Sabaqa. Huh? Is it beat like hit?
No, like beat like wind kind of.
Wins! Takbir, give him a point.
Wins?
Oh,
what wins?
Sabaqa means win the race. Win. Sabaqa means one. One. So, one.
I said win, didn't I?
Okay. So look at sabaqa. That's a verb sentence or a noun sentence?
That is a verb.
Okay. Who has no points?
Mashia has least points of the people who's raising their hands.
Mashia?
She only has one.
I only have one.
Why?
You weren't raising your hands.
Starts with a verb. Put a point for Mashia.
Not fair.
Turn to the line.
So,
guys, Maz is right on.
Sabaqa means one.
He's making faces.
Okay, read the sentence and tell me which one won the race. Which one won the race? Khalid or Saeed? Who has the who has the least number of points? Salman? Huh? Who won the race, Salman? Who won the race? Khalid? Okay, nobody can answer this because he got it wrong, so it's going to be the other way around. So the one who won was Khalid, and Saeed lost.
I said that.
Saeed lost.
That's exactly what I said.
Oh,
that's what you said.
He said Khalid.
I said that.
Okay.
I get a point.
I did this wrong. So who won the race?
Who won the race, you guys? Saeed.
He did it on purpose.
Did you say Khalid won the race?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. Okay.
Selma.
The verb here is past, present, or future. Who's the least number of points? Here. Past, that's right. Taha. Now, what is the haraka of past here? Is it Dhamma, Fatha, Waw, Alif? Who has the least number of points?
Me.
Hania? Go ahead, Hania.
She has the least number of points, she has two.
That's right. Why Fatha, Hania? Hold on. Why Fatha? It's a past tense. Past tense is marfu' mansub bil fatha or mabni ala al fatha. I'm asking Hania. Past tense, is it marfu'? I'm sorry, is it mansub bil fatha or mabni ala al fatha? There is mansub and there is mabni ala. Mabni ala means it's always. It does not change. Mabni ala al fatha. That's right. So she gets the point now. Okay. Now, which is the verb? I'm sorry. If I switch it and make it sabaqa, sa'idan. Khalidan Sa'id. Khalidun.
That's in so many faces.
I noticed.
Oh, Hamza's going out. This is getting serious.
If I reverse it like that. If I reverse it like that. Then I need somebody with the least number of points.
I'm not afraid. Wait, what is the least number?
Huh? I need the number. I need the one with the least.
Wait, what did you say? What was the question?
Okay. If I do it like this, who won the race? The least number of points. Mashia, you got two. I need Salman.
Or anybody other person.
Wait, what's the question? What's the question? What's the question?
The question here, in this sentence down here, who won the race? Okay, hold on. Where is Salman?
Right here.
Okay. Now, how about you?
Khalid.
Khalid.
Wait, what? Oh,
my
no!
I can't.
Wait, yes. You got it? You got that part?
I give up on life, guys. I officially give up.
Okay. Now let me try another sentence.
Okay. For the record, next time I find you.
Dude,
Could you get a plate off your sister from the
I'm losing.
Okay.
No one
knows. All right. Now,
if you knew the answer, then you would call it.
I'm going to put in sentence.
Shh.
Be quiet.
Hazama. Hazama. Al-Muslimuna. Al-Kafirina.
What are you doing?
I'm a shoe.
You're like hopping with
Okay. Ha zama al-muslimuna al-kafirina. Ha zama al-muslimuna al-kafirina. Okay. What is the meaning of the word ha zama? Ha zama. Hazama means?
Hamza.
Okay. Hazama means?
Became.
Huh?
Became.
Huh? Huh? Hazama means?
Hazama. Yeah.
Nobody.
I don't want to be.
They didn't get it right.
I don't want to be.
Wait, me.
Yes. Huh?
Destruction?
No. Hazama means defeat.
Oh!
It's not the same. Hazama, sit down. Hazama is okay. Now, go ahead. Okay. So now, Al Muslim, who defeated who?
Oh, I got this.
I defeated everyone.
Listen to me. Who defeated who? So, which ones Muslim have the least number of points?
Water Malone.
Wait, what's the question?
Does anybody else want to answer
the question? What's the question?
The question is...
You should go.
The verb is defeat. Who defeated who? Okay. He gets a point.
He called
the Muslims.
I said it already.
So, these are the ones.
Yes!
Who won. These are the ones who lost.
I see, that's what I said.
Who can say why?
Oh!
Man in the back.
Because it's before.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. Now, who is the least number of points?
I have one of the least.
Who? I have zero.
Salman.
I have zero.
Okay.
Okay. Sen
Hamza.
Hamza. Okay. Salman.
Because it has a
waw. Because it's marfu' and marfu' is form here as well.
That's correct, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We are tied 1, 2, 3.
So this one is the subject. Now, al-kafirina is marfu' mansub or majroor? Who has the least number of points?
Mansub.
Yes. Mazin gets a point.
What?
Mansub.
What? When does Mazin get a point?
Just a second. What is the form of mansub, Mazin? What is the form of mansub? Means fatha, ya, waw. Huh? Yeah,
yeah,
that's right. And Mazin, the reason it's that way, it's because it is plural, right? Okay, good. What time is it now?
It's 10:05.
Huh?
It's
10:05. All right.
It's
so I'll let you go.
No,
the homework will be just like what we did today.
But I like
it. 10:02.
Hey, do you want some money?
I thought it
was 10:05.
Please, can we just choose?
How can you reverse the last question? The last question.
I got 3 points first.
The last question will determine who's the winner.
What about me?
If you... How can you flip it the other way around? So you make the those guys are the winners and those guys are the losers. Who has the least number of points?
Mazin.
Okay.
He's
going to
act like a four-way tie.
What does
defeat
mean?
That's what? Wrong. Who has the least number of points? المسلمين الكافرون تكبير.
That's what I said. I just said that, right?
Yeah,
who won?
Hania
won.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. You guys are dismissed.
Wait, it's only 10:04. It's only 10:04.
That's it.
No. We have one whole